Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Yay!
Shut up.
Hey, Squem. Welcome back, morning roast here on 95.7 The Game. You want me to shut up? Mark Grandy, Joe Shasky with you. I'm in for Joe Spadoni. Happy birthday, Spadone. We're trying to make sense of this Giants loss. 3-2 was the final. You upset at the Giants? You upset at Bob Melvin? I don't know if you could be upset at any individual decision that Bob Melvin made last night, but Giants have lost 7 of 10. They're 5-9 in their last 14. They're now 4 games behind the Dodgers. They're 3 games back of the Padres. And ultimately, Shasky, when a team struggles, it falls on the manager, Bob Melvin.
I'm in the bathroom, going to the restroom, and sometimes there's a convergence. Vinny from Alice is in there. Steiny's in there.
Oh, Steiny's here. I saw him walk by.
Yeah, and the first thing Steiny says to me, I'm so out on Melvin.
Whoa!
And I go, why? He's like, this is mellow. Just so mellow. And I was like, wow.
You better be careful.
Steiny's the old school. He liked guys that get in your face.
Absolutely.
And yell. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I was like, wow, Steiny's out on you? So I'm just like, where are people at with Melvin? Clearly the Padres don't miss him at all in their minds.
Not at all. Yeah.
And I'm not judging him on last year. Last year, whatever. You know, I throw it out the window. I get why they brought him back. I just feel like the Giants overcorrected. They went from, like, stressed out, over-the-top analytics guy, Gabe Kapler, who lost his mind, who everybody hates, to good guy, calm, you know, more old school. Like, there's a happy medium here. I don't know, man. I'm not even saying he's the end-all, be-all, like, the reason why this team is where it's at. But I have been thinking about Melvin and his managerial style and, you know, who he is as a person in terms of, like, the energy level. And I don't put it all on him because there's a lot of high-priced guys on this team who aren't playing well. But they do take their cue from him, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, he leaves a lot to be desired.
At the same time, they can't hit the freaking ball, and they're 5 games over 500.
I'm with you.
5 games over 500.
They started off 8-1.
And he's managed the bullpen, like, pretty darn well.
I would agree.
From a decision-making standpoint, I don't think there's, like, a ton that you can be terribly upset with Melvin about. Like, from a in-game decision, I mean, you've got Yaz. He's your best right fielder. You're going to play him. You have whoever the hell you're going to play at first base. That's not a Bob Melvin problem. He's just starting playing whoever he has access to. Like, I mean, you can find decisions here and there to be frustrated by.
I'm talking about temperament. I'm talking about, you know, feel for the for what the team needs at that particular moment, right? Like, when I think of, like, Steve Kerr, he would break a clipboard. Now, back in the day, that really hit me hard. Like, yeah! More recently, when he's gotten into those, it felt very premeditated and fake. And I do believe that there is a level when you when you've been around a long, long time, like, you kind of do the same tricks over and over again, and they just fall on deaf ears.
Well, how about this from the 650 on our text line? And you can join the conversation, 888-957-9570. This feels like a gigantic, terrible insult to Bob Melvin. The 650 says, felt like a Kapler-managed game the last 2 days. I mean, Kapler would have had a bunch of pinch hitters, and you would have had different starting lineups both days. And you, I mean, because it would have been all matchup space and analytical, but I don't know, maybe the 650 can chime back in and add a little bit more there. That might just be because the Giants lost a couple of close games that were low scoring, and it reminds us of that era of Giants baseball.
Sure.
But, I mean, it's not a compliment if you're Bob Melvin to be called Gabe Kapler-esque.
I mean, like, who would Kapler have gone to off the bench? Like,
I mean, think Sam Huff's going to get a hit? You think Christian Kost is going to get a hit?
Well, this goes back to my, like, the roster construction. This goes
Which
back
is not
to
a Bob Melvin thing, yeah.
No, but going back to Buster, like, you know what this team desperately needs?
What?
And I said this to you this morning. They need a guy on the bench, like a Matt Stairs or a Jack Cust, and I'm using them as a typecast, that softball hitting, you know, all I do is hit tanks off the bench. They don't have that guy. They don't have the guy. Now, are those guys available? There's not a lot of them, but you know what I'm talking about.
In 2021.
Low batting average.
How many times did they have a pinch hit home run in 2021? Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was
it was kind of they lucked into it a lot in 2021.
It was an outlier season. All right, there was a lot of unicorns.
But those are the kinds of at-bats that change the season.
No question.
They probably won like 6 or 7 games, maybe even more, 10 games on pinch hit hits.
Look who came back into that game yesterday. Kost, Christian Kost. Now, he was a ghost runner. You're not pinch hitting him. What's he going to do?
No, of course not.
Okay? Lamont Wade? Oh, he can barely grip a bat because his finger.
And okay? Even if he was healthy, all right.
Not hitting nothing, okay? You started Encarnacion, so you had Yaz off the bench. Yaz is 3 for 43. What's he doing?
Nothing.
Okay. You have no, and then Huff, who you referenced, who has 2 home runs this year to Bailey's 1. You have no
And he
pop.
Would have he would have been catching in the 11th if the Giants tied the game up because Bailey got pinch ran for by Christian Kost.
You have nobody who strikes fear into anyone in any dugout in baseball. You have nobody off that bench. And then I look at some of their lineup guys right now. Jungwoo Lee has very little power, and he's got to learn to go the other way. Flores, you know, I like Flores and Ramos. Chapman has not hit a home run in a minute. Adames hasn't hit a home run in, it feels like, weeks.
Chapman hit one in Miami.
He did hit one in Miami. You're right. I forgot that
but,
one.
I mean, I have to go through the game log. Hasn't hit many.
That was the one to
recently.
Like, center field, I want to say.
I forgot.
Yeah. And then, you know, Fitz hasn't hit one in a long time. Came up, looked like Bonds last year. He's been pretty, you know, mediocre in terms of power. Bailey hit one off the wall yesterday, didn't run. Casey Schmidt, I can't remember the last time he hit a home run. Might have been 2 years ago. So, like, they're a team that just, it's not going to run into easy home runs.
Well, and they're at a point now where they only score when they hit home runs.
Exactly.
They're not manufacturing runs. It's something that we talked about months ago. You have to do, a team like this, and we talked about this opening day, even before you had the terrible 2 months for Adames and not great 2 months for Chapman and Jung-Hoo Lee's hitting like 230 since the calendar turned to May and Patrick Bailey can hardly hit and Yastrzemski hasn't gotten a lot of hits lately as well. Even before all of that, you and I sat here and we said the key for the Giants is going to be doing all the small things. Manufacturing,
yeah.
Stealing a base. You mentioned taking an extra 90 or not letting your opponents take an extra 90. That is the way that this roster is going to have to score runs. They're not going to hit enough home runs to just win baseball games and score runs on only their home run. They don't have enough power to do that.
No, not even
but
close.
But simultaneously, in addition to going through a power slump, even when they're not slumping, they're not a very powerful team, but they're in a power slump, they're also in a slump of doing all the small things because they're not manufacturing anything. Runner on second, nobody out. If I pull each and every one of you Giants fans out there, Giants have a runner on second, nobody out. Do they score? No.
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 Now, let's contrast that with the Padres, right? Let's just go to the ninth inning as a whole, right? Duvall comes in. Who's the first guy he faces?
Cronenworth. Okay.
right?
No, Cronenworth got the... He faced Cronenworth?
Oh, excuse me.
Ninth inning.
Yes, yes, it's him.
Oh, Cronenworth came back around in
yes.
the 10th. That's what it was.
I got confused there. Yeah, Cronenworth leads off the inning, okay?
Grounds out.
What do you think about Jake Cronenworth as a player?
He's a good utility guy.
Yeah, late in the order.
Bat 6th, 7th.
Yeah,
and
right?
You like it. Yeah.
On the Giants, he'd be one of their top-of-the-order guys, okay? Like, we got a lineup filled with Jake Cronenworth, and I like Jake Cronenworth.
He's hitting .241. That's better than, like, a lot of the Giants hitters.
Exactly. Lockridge comes in as a pinch hitter. They had Wade starting the game. They had multiple, you know, pinch guys in for him. And Lockridge gets a single. All right, whatever. That was the one on the ground ball to Willy Adames. And then Diaz, their catcher, who's hitting better than our catcher, who comes in to pinch hit, he strikes out swinging. But who's up at the plate? Fernando Tatis Jr. As a Giants fan, you were like, oh, my God, here we go. Right? Were you not?
Oh, yeah. You're thinking, Tatis might hit one here and tie the game up.
And he's been kind of cold based on his particular metrics over the last couple weeks. All right. So that's the guy who's coming. Then after him, one of the best bat-to-ball guys in the game, Luis Arraez. Okay? So that's another threat. Would you agree?
Yeah. He's not striking out.
He'd be one of the best hitters on the Giants. And after him, who comes up?
Manny Machado.
Okay. Those are three guys that
on the list of Giants killers, Machado's up there.
And he had three hits heading into that at bat.
Yep.
And hit a rip up the middle, one to the 6.5 hole. I mean, he's a stud. And after him, who are they protecting him with? Jackson Merrill, who's batting well over .300. Okay?
So, and a young center fielder who they've already locked up for years in the future.
I'm looking at their lineup right now. And just from a fear factor and what it does pressure-wise,
fear factor, great show,
to the other team and the pitching staff, you're pitching to Machado and you're looking over at that batter that on deck circle and you're like, so if I don't get Machado, who's a threat? I got Jackson Merrill after him, right? And so
Tatis, Arraez, Machado, Merrill. It's a pretty good 1-4.
That's a tremendous amount of pressure.
When was the last time the Giants had a 1-4 like that? Tatis, Arraez, Machado, Merrill. I mean, you got to go back.
Joe Panic's all-star year. Joe Panic, where you had, I think, Panic, Posey, Pence, Pablo. I know.
Maybe.
That's a decade ago.
I don't even know.
And I would probably lean offensively. I might lean in this direction. You're asking me, and I'm telling you. Panic did have a year. I know, like, it didn't.
He did have a year.
He did. He had a year. He had an all-star year. That puts a lot of pressure. So you're asking, like, break down the Padres. Like, there's a simple question of, like, would you rather be a offensive-driven team, even though they're not prolific offensively, but would you rather be in the same spot? We're right near each other in the standings.
Three games back, the Giants are now.
We're right near each other. Would you rather be the Padres with very limited pitching and threats in the lineup, or would you rather be elite pitching with a bunch of nobodies in the lineup, which is where the Giants are at?
If you're telling me you're going to finish with the same record, I'd rather have the exciting offense.
Or the threat of it.
But I do think a great pitching staff lends you better to winning baseball games, and if you sneak into the playoffs, winning playoff games. But if you're telling me you're going to win the same amount of games and you're both going to miss the playoffs, of course, give me the excitement as opposed to the boringness of 3-2 games every day.
Okay, do you think the Padres would change? Would they trade their lineup for the Giants' pitching staff?
I don't think the Padres would, because they have turned around the way that fan base feels about their organization.
I agree.
They did it through the excitement of their bats. I also don't think the Giants would trade their pitching for the Padres' lineup.
And if I said that to a 13, 14, 15-year-old, I think they'd say you're crazy.
Probably.
Even though you and I agree pitching is what wins and all those things.
But then the question becomes, at least in my mind, is, well, are you more concerned about being entertained or winning baseball games?
I think it's both. I think if you're not paying attention to the entertainment factor, then I think you're being very short-sighted. We learned this in 2021. Like, in 2021...
That was entertaining as hell, though.
Oh, okay.
2021. Was it not?
Yeah, but no
I didn't expect it to last, but it was exciting while it happened.
Yeah, but I clearly felt like this region didn't embrace that team even until the very, very, very end. Would you agree?
I mean, you get to like July in the team's first place in the division and on pace for over 100 wins, I think you get buy-in.
I feel like that one.
I think
that one season felt like one of the biggest fugazis.
Oh yeah,
on the
I don't disagree with you, but in the moment, I mean, I was having so much fun watching that.
We were coming off a pretty stressful time in our lives as well, so that probably muted some of the excitement.
Do you think that the region got their arms around that team? Because I don't know. I think we at the very end we're like, oh, we'll be here, playoffs, full house, let's go. And like the last couple weeks of the season, there's no doubt.
I mean, I was consistently waiting for the other shoe to drop. It just never dropped that whole year.
I don't know, man. Maybe we just see a little different. I think that.
I mean, they didn't have
that
like,
team did not resonate.
They had last year of his career, Buster Posey, but they didn't have like a young guy to really wrap their arms around. I mean, Logan Webb was that. He broke through.
No,
that
he was
year.
Awesome the final 2 months of the season.
But I mean, you didn't have like a guy who you were like, oh, this is going to be a position player that I can fall in love with for the next decade. You didn't have that. I don't know if that's a new level of it for you, but I mean. You're the biggest Giants fan I know.
Yeah.
I remember listening to you in 2021. You were fired up for that.
No,
team.
I was excited, but I don't also think that
dude was running down the street with a flag at like 9 in the morning screaming.
There's no doubt, but it never felt like it was a sustainable, real thing. It felt very,
I agree, but
very piecemeal.
It was still very exciting in the moment. It was different than how I felt about like the 2012 Giants.
You also have to understand that I am a sick individual, and I'm obsessed no matter what. I watched the 2022 Giants every single pitch, and the 2023 Giants every single pitch, and the 2024 Giants every single
probably
pitch.
Probably even like the 2017 Giants.
Right? Like, not a lot of people are as locked in as I am. So maybe I'm not the greatest litmus test for this. You know, Carter.
Yeah, but if you're not excited, then I think that says a lot.
No, I was, but I also tempered it and understood that it wasn't like you're asking me like the 93 team or the 22. I'm taking the 93 team every single time. I was also 13 years old. Like, Carter, did that team resonate with you?
2011 or 2021?
Or did you wait till the very, very end? Like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I kind of waited till the end. Not going to lie.
What about all your homies?
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, we were all kind of locked in when they were playing the Dodgers. Like, when we knew they were going to play the Dodgers to open the playoffs
fake
there,
fans.
Get in.
But I think more people are that than, like, look at San Diego. Are all those new fans that are in on it, are those fake fans? Or is that the majority of what any fan base has, like
no,
the Warriors
no, no.
right now?
No, but, I'm not calling Carter and his friends fake fans for because they started being fans recently. I'm sure that Carter and his friends
you can call been, my friends fake
have,
fans
have,
I don't care
have been Giants fans for a long time, but if you're not excited and fired up for a team that wins.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
107 regular season games and you only tune in for the postseason, that to me screams fake fan.
Yeah, but you got to have something that like lures me in, that's like the anchor. You know?
Winning!
It's not just winning. We've kind of learned that.
So,
you
got
to have, because look, it's 150 nights a year on television. You've got to have some characters that I like. This is why television shows, for example, The Last of Us. I like the show. I didn't ever play the video
season
game.
Season 2, not as good.
They killed off one of my favorite characters, and I'm like, I don't care about these other characters you brought up. I'm out. I'm out on the show.
Wow.
Now, Game of Thrones.
I take it you never played the video game.
That's what I said. I never played the video game. Now, Game of Thrones, right? They killed off Ned Stark. But they had like seven or eight other characters I cared about. Spoiler alert.
It's been like 15 years.
You know, like, you got to have some characters I care about.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you rather be a team in the Giants position, elite pitching staff, but they can hardly freaking hit?
I think it drives you crazy in that scenario.
And they win 85 games but miss the playoffs, or be the Padres, or a team like the Padres that has struggles to pitch, although right now it's a bad example because the Padres also can't hit right now. But say, or a team that hits a lot more but really struggles to pitch. But instead of winning 85 games, they go 581-81. But they both missed the playoffs.
So for me right now, like, obviously I want the elite pitching staff, because come playoff time, you got to play defense and hit. And pitch. You got to do those things. There's no doubt. Talk about the day-to-day grind. It's way more fun having an offensive team. Talk about the day-to-day grind. Not what I would build if I wanted to build a winning team that could actually advance in October. I'm talking about what will lure me in. Look at, well, you know what lures me in?
I don't need luring in.
Okay,
I get maybe from a team standpoint. Like, if you're the Johnson family and you have you're the owner of the team, and your pocketbook changes based on how many fans fill up Oracle Park, you might be more interested in putting an entertaining product on the field as opposed to doing your best to win baseball games, no matter how boring.
Mark,
but for me, who lives and dies on every pitch, who's locked in no matter what, I just want whatever wins the most baseball games.
Okay, but you would also admit that you're in the minority. My mother-in-law, you know what she wants? She wants stars. She likes Jimmy Butler because he's a star.
I don't care if I have stars if they are not winning me baseball games.
I agree, but if we're going to have comparable results, which is kind of where the Padres and the Giants have been right now for this year, there's something about, as I'm raising a 1.5-year-old, and hey, LJ, look, it's Tatis. Hey, look, it's Machado. Hey, look, Landon Roop's pitching, LJ.
Hey, don't disrespect Landon Roop.
No, and I like Landon Roop, but you can understand it's a more refined, more nuanced palette to appreciate pitching. Now, when you get a rock star like Paul Skenes or a Lincecum or a Pedro, like, those guys are so compelling. 13-year-old boys, Zhu I was on the diamond with last night. 13-year-old boys, right? Like, that's within. They're more locked in on the Manny Machado at bat than they are on a Robbie Ray start.
Of course.
And these are all guys that love baseball, you know? Now, again, for Robbie Ray, they love Paul Skenes. Every kid right now in pregame who's a pitcher is throwing a football. Why? Because they want to be like Paul Skenes, who throws a football in his warm-ups. Yeah. You know what I mean?
How could you not want to be like Paul?
But if I said, hey, you can watch Logan Webb, his 7 innings, or 3 Ellie De La Cruz at-bats. I'm telling you, these kids and a lot of people are going to angle toward the Ellie De La Cruz at-bats. It's not a knock on how good Logan Webb is. It's just where our attention spans are in the modern society.
Yeah, I think it's where we are as a society. And maybe there are more important things than no matter the cost or no matter what it looks like or feels like, winning baseball games. We got this or that coming up in about 10 minutes. Sam, you want to set the table for us?
Yeah, so this or that, it's going to be, you know, we're talking about managerial fire, you know, the fire within a manager, how edgy a manager can or should be. And, you know, Shasky at the break did one. He kind of did a flipping the table, so to speak, if he was a manager. And here's how.
Did we post that yet?
We did. It's posted on Twitter right now if you want to check it out at 957 The Game, or you can just listen to it right here.
Yeah, so that's what we thought about that. Next question.
What'd you think about the Giants' performance tonight?
I mean, it was absolutely awful. Can we throw strikes? Every single guy coming out of the bullpen. Why are we even taking Roop out of the game in the middle of the seventh inning? The guy was throwing a gem. Two games in a row. We've had our starters go six or more, and we can't find a way to win that game. Two times in a row, we lose in extras, and we can't score? We get thrown at a home plate? I mean, my God, I'm losing my mind when it comes to this team. I just... We need two guys to fight. I'm done with this.
That's pretty fun.
So you can probably hear at the end, that was the table that we set up in the studio being flipped over as Shasky slips out of character and just becomes himself there in that
The audio is great, but you have to check
it out. You got
to
go see the video. Yeah. So that guy said, you know, great managerial rants. So today's this or that is I got a pair of all-time legendary manager-coach rants.
Give
the first one is going
to
be Tommy Lasorda. I know we don't like him out here. He's known as the devil. Rest in peace, Tommy. Is Tommy Lasorda going absolutely nuts after being asked his thoughts on Dave Kingman's performance after Kingman went deep three times against the Dodgers?
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** you think is my opinion of it? I think it was put that in. I don't opinion of his performance. He beat us with three home runs. What the can you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How could you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? He hit three home runs. I'm off to lose the game, and you ask me my opinion of his performance. I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I ask it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance?
That is unbelievable.
I love the honesty there. Well, I didn't give you a good answer. It's like you kind of did, Tommy. And this other one,
real quick before we move on, did you guys ever go to a Tommy Lasorda Giants Dodger game? Were you guys all too young?
I think we were too young for that one.
You guys, keep going.
Well, excuse us for being young and fresh and vibrant.
I know, I'm jealous. I wish I was young.
Yeah, well, you had your chance. This next one is a classic one. You've seen you've seen it in beer commercials even. It's Jim Mora questioning whether or not the Colts should even be talking about the playoffs.
All I know is we threw four interceptions and fumbled once. One interception they returned for a touchdown. Three others were in our end of the field where they scored points. That's all I know. That's inexcusable. Inexcusable. Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Playoffs?
Jess, you remember that one, though, right?
You kidding me? Playoffs?
I will never forget that game. It was Peyton Manning. I don't know if it was his rookie year. It was 2001. But what was the first thing I said when you guys brought that up at the break?
You know, that was against the Niners, right?
That was against the Niners. And I go, Zach Bronson and Lance Schulters are the two names that come to my mind immediately. And I looked it up just to make sure. He picked up a fumble recovery. That is Zach Bronson. And then earlier in the game, Ahmed Plummer had two picks. Zach Bronson had a pick. Rashad Holman had a pick. Peyton threw four picks in that game.
Wow.
He attempted 51 passes. Garcia, 14 of 22, two touchdowns and a pick. And Garrison Hurst ran for 100 yards. Niners won that game 40 to 21 in Indianapolis. I'll never forget that game.
What it's impressive knowledge.
You know?
What?
What week was it?
I'm looking at it right here. November 25th.
All right.
So, anyway, that's going to be our this or that, which will be on the other side. The better post-game manager coach rant, Tommy Lasorda or Jim Mora? That'll be on the other side, this or that.
All right. You can start lining them up, 888-957-9570. You can also text us, and Sam will be keeping his eyes on the YouTube chat. You can let us know, Tommy Lasorda or Jim Mora. And there's also, I mean, I'm already thinking about some of the other all-time rants. There's some others that you can bring up as well. But between those two you just heard, Lasorda and Jim Mora, your favorite all-time rant. Which one was better? You can let us know your answer on that coming up on This or That. That is what's coming up on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky, Mark Randy with you. I'm in for Spadone. Happy birthday, Spadone. We got more coming up next right here on 95.7 The Game.
Multiple coffees, and I try to drink, I'm not joking, I try to drink a gallon of water before noon.
A gallon of water before noon?
Yes, to rehydrate the body. Absolutely. But also,
that's
I do
so much water.
I know it is, but
I've literally never seen you drinking water in
there's no chance it's a gallon before noon.
I go through, before I even leave the house, before I take my first espresso shot, a 16-ounce, whatever this is.
The first espresso shot.
You done?
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like being interrupted?
That's the reason I get pissed.
There's 128 fluid ounces in a gallon. So how many of those
so
you drink?
I bring every day. I bring two water bottles into the office, which I drink. I drink a full thing of emergency, and then I drink.
You have to drink eight of those to get a gallon of water.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that before I leave my house,
no
I drink.
Way.
Okay, whatever. That's fine.
You don't drink a gallon of water before noon.
Throw away two of those bottles.
Doing a gallon of water the whole day is tough enough.
I'm telling you what I aim for. So I go to the bathroom a lot, and then I fill up my thing again.
Right.
I'm constantly drinking. Hey. Every single day, I have two of these that I come in with. I drink one before
that's
I leave
emergency?
The house. Well, then I go with emergency after I've drinking my two waters.
Even if you're feeling fine?
Every day.
Wow, what the?
It's the only way I can get through the workouts, the life, the stress.
That's weird.
Boy, and the allergies.
Oh, allergies are hitting me
too. Yeah, so like, you know, when you get them, you got to go through it. So yeah, so anyway, I'm in and out at the breaks. I like to coordinate and then go use the bathroom and come back.
You ready for
it? It also holds off the hunger. You're going to learn this about me because I'm starving in the morning.
You ready for This or That?
Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Light up the phone lines. Call 957-9570 right now. Because it's time for This or That.
This or you can give it back. You can give it this or you can give it this, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like this.
All right, This or That today on Wednesday here on the Morning Roast. It is best or better manager coach rant. We got a couple to choose from. I'll play them for you in a minute, and you can weigh in 888-957-9570. You can give us a call. Line up the calls there again, 888-957-9570. You can also hit us up on the text line at the same number, 888-957-9570. And we'll keep an eye on your submissions on the YouTube chat as well, youtube.com/957thegame. Contestant number one, Shasky, the great, although around here not so great, Tommy Lasorda asked about Dave Kingman, who went deep three times versus the Dodgers.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** you think is my opinion of it? I think it was f***. Put that in. I don't opinion of his performance. He beat us with three home runs. What the f*** do you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? He hit three home runs. I'm f***ed off to lose a f***ing game. And you ask me my opinion of his performance. I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I asked it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance?
Oh, that is so good. The best part is when he asked the reporter back, that's a pretty tough question, huh? The reporter goes, yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I asked it, and you answered it.
It is absolutely incredible. And also, I feel like we're so afraid in the modern day to ask questions to the manager because we're afraid that he's going to get mad at us. And I listen to some of the questions, and look, I'm not on the beat every day, whatever. The questions are awful. I'm sorry. Like, some of you need to come to Little League practice so I can teach you some ins and outs of the game, and you can ask some better questions.
You should come to some post-game pressers with me, Shasky.
Yeah, I'm too busy coaching.
Uh-huh.
You could get down there once or twice a year.
I could.
Show everyone how it's
too
done.
Too afraid to ask questions, but you won't go down?
My job is to analyze and have opinions. Their job is to pay attention and ask questions, the tough ones.
And you're better at both is what we're hearing.
I could give you better. Yeah, gotcha. I think so. I think I could be better than, you know, some of these people on the beat are on the, like, Lamont Wade level efficiency. I think I can give you a little Bryce Eldridge efficiency.
Well, we don't know about that.
I'm the Jack Cust of beat writers.
Is that? Okay.
I hit a few bombs. 32 jacks with a 208 average.
Whiff a lot.
Joey Gallo.
Yeah, two true outcomes, no doubt. All right, that was contestant number one, Tommy Lasorda, blowing up at a reporter about Dave Kingman's three-homer game. Contestant number two, Jim Mora, senior.
Love it.
Playoffs?
Love it.
All I know is we threw four interceptions and fumbled once. One interception they returned for a touchdown. Three others were in our end of the field where they scored points. That's all I know. That's inexcusable. Inexcusable. Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Playoffs?
Has the commercials, the amount of, like, Coors commercials and different stuff over the years, has that, like, diluted how great that was?
The Jim Mora one is definitely more iconic, and more people know about it, I think, as a result of what you're talking about. I don't know if it's diluted. It's still pretty good.
It's all time.
I think if we're going this or that, and I got to choose one or the other, and we're asking all you guys to choose them as well, 888-957-9570. If I'm choosing one of those, though, I'm going Tommy Lasorda. I think that rant itself was better.
I'm going Tommy Lasorda, too, because it makes me think of my childhood and going to games at Candlestick and sitting in the family pavilion in the right field section and booing the ever-living crap out of him in that blue satin coat. I hated him. And then he would wave and blow kisses to everybody. As a plastic bag goes, you know, fluttering across Candlestick in the wind. I have to go Tommy Lasorda.
Guy that we love to hate. Absolutely lived to hate that guy.
He's one of the all-time just great characters in sports.
No doubt.
We miss those. The era of the quirky manager is just never coming back.
Yeah.
You know, like Joe Maddon thought he was Tommy Lasorda in terms of quirkiness. He was such a fraud.
Joe Maddon?
Yes. Huh. Fake intellectual. Fake quirky. Yeah, I thought he was very... There's a reason why he's been fired multiple times. Yes, he won a championship. There's no doubt about it. He showed a lot of success. But I think at the end of the day, he's very ingenuine.
When was the last time he had a job?
A long time. And there's a reason.
It's been a while.
The Mark Jackson quality to him.
One with the Cubs in 2016 and then obviously hung out there for a few years after that.
I'm smart. I wear glasses with no lenses.
I mean, his teams did tend to win.
Yeah, sure.
But we'll see. 888-957-9570. Tommy Lasorda rant or Jim Mora rant? This or that? What are you going with? Let's go to John in Fairfax.
Let's go, John.
John, what are you picking?
Oh, I got to pick Mora. He's pretty blunt. I don't want to support Lasorda in any way. in any way, shape, or form. But, yeah, I'd have to go Mora because that guy was fired up, man. He was ready to go. And he was a great coach.
He was.
An awesome coach.
There was a point in time right around this time when his son was the defensive coordinator for the Niners. And I was convinced he was going to be a great head coach. Mm. I believe he inherited the Atlanta Falcons Michael Vick situation. I could be wrong on that. And I think that was the year Vick ended up going to prison.
Wow.
Jim Mora Jr. was a hot to trot, you know, DC. I mean, I loved everything. The way we view Robert Saleh on the sidelines in terms of the charismatic effervescence.
How animated and emotional you are.
That's how we were with Jim Mora Jr. Mm. See, you guys are all too young, but like him hugging Julian Peterson and all those young guys that they had on that defense, he was a very beloved person. So when you say Jim Mora, I immediately think of his son.
Yeah.
Who I felt like just, you know, right time, right place. I think he would have been a better coach.
The Jim Mora playoffs tirade is definitely more well known than the Lasorda one. There's no doubt. It gets used in pop culture. And, I think we have drops of just the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, and that gets used a decent amount as well. So I think more people know about it.
Playoffs! And
exactly,
also, Jim Mora, you know, Dome Patrol. Like, I think of him in New Orleans for a long time. And that is definitely the thing that people think of when they think of Jim Mora.
Yeah, no doubt. The 925 on the text line says, I love the practice quote. So we've got two for Jim Mora. What about Kevin in Oakland? Kevin joins us now here on the Morning Roast. This or that, Kevin, Tommy Lasorda or Jim Mora?
Morning, fellas. First off, you know, got to give much respect and rest in peace to Tommy Lasorda. As a Giants fan, hated his guts on a baseball level. But as as a character and as just as a personality, had much love to the guy. However, I got to go with Mora on this one. I mean, it's just an all-time rant. It's constantly, it's going to be eternal. You know, the Lasorda one was really good. It was very, it was very good. But Mora, I think, is up there in the upper echelon of all-time managerial rants. Just the playoffs, I'd be happy to win a game. Like, just the tone, the delivery, everything like that is just legendary. And, you know, if I can add in, there's like two others that popped in my head when we started talking about all-time managerial rants. Can I throw those in real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's hear them.
Okay, yeah. So first off, the other one that comes in is, I don't know if this disqualifies, but I still would go Singletary ranting about Vernon Davis post-game. Like, that right there has got to be one. But also, and you maybe need more revisual with this, since we're on the radio at all, but Hal McCray, straight ripping a telephone off the desk, throwing it across the room. The guy's just blowing his office up. I don't know if you mentioned it. I just dropped my kid off at a daycare, so maybe you mentioned it already. But those are the two that also pop in my head. But in terms of this or that, more, man.
Like it. Appreciate it, Kevin. Yeah, I mean, Kevin, we're thinking on the same wavelength as all of us, because what got us on this tangent, Shasky, was Hal McCray. Here's his tirade when he was manager of the Royals.
Sick and tired. I'm fed up with everything. No from you guys. No from you players. And they can do any motherfucking thing they want to do. I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit. It's time to be nice and courteous, and you suckers take advantage of the situation. That's what I get for trying to be a fucking nice guy. You try to make a fucking out of me every goddamn night.
Okay.
That sounds like me after a long day of folding laundry, cleaning up, and the dog is just peeing all over the house. I'm tired of being the nice guy in this house.
The rant is great, but what makes it for me is the goose honk as the...
He's also, sounds like me after Taco Bell.
He's also his jock strap, and he's ripping things off the wall. Yeah. It's all time.
That's a great one. And then one of the others that was just brought up, and again, this or that, what do you choose in Lasorda or Jim Mora as a rant? And you can also bring in any of the others. One of the others that was brought up, and again, weigh in at 888-957-9570. For those of us here in the Bay Area, it's one that immediately comes to mind for me. Mike Singletary, Vernon Davis, I want winners.
No, you don't want me to go much further. Go right ahead. Ask the question. Vernon, just it was something that I told everybody at the very beginning of the week. I will not tolerate players that think it's about them when it's about the team. And we cannot make decisions that cost the team and then come off the sideline and it's nonchalant. No. You know what? This is how I believe, okay? I'm from the old school. I believe this. I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. I cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Oh, that is just so good.
I remember exactly where I was.
Oh, my God. You know,
Mike Nolan was the nice guy. He wore the suit on the sideline.
Yep.
His father, Dick, was the coach in the 1970s who lost to the Cowboys conceivably forever. And he basically lost his job because of the relationship between him and Alex Smith. That's really what happened. And then the whole shoulder thing and everything. But it was deeper than that. He was just boring as hell. And he gets fired at the beginning of the year. I don't know, October, maybe it was the middle of November. And this is in the middle of that season is when Singletary gets hired. And that is what we get, Niner fans. After, again, horrible years where we watched, I'm going to say his name, JT O'Sullivan, Just Turnovers O'Sullivan, which was his nickname. All right. And Crazy Man Mike Martz. You guys are smiling, but it's true. Crazy Man Mike Martz had us thinking Mike that Martz. JT O'Sullivan was the starting franchise quarterback over Alex Smith. That's how bad Alex was. And this happens. And Vernon Davis was an absolute Adonis in shorts in the combine and had never really lived up to what we wanted for him as a playmaker. Yep. And the team was just scuffling and everything. So he does this. And I'm telling you, as a fan, I'll never forget, like, that's who I want as my coach. Every one of us was like, this is, because he's Samurai Mike. Niner fans remember him from the Chicago Bear days of the late 80s, where he would break face masks. Like, that's who we thought what this guy was. And we wanted a winner and someone who would bring us, you know, the leader and the coaching style that we thought was what we needed at that time. And so instead of going out and having a worldwide search and, you know, going for Pete Carroll, who was coming out of USC and claiming that he didn't want to come to the Niners, this is who we chose. And I'm telling you, they sold T-shirts in the parking lot. I want winners.
I want winners.
And I have one in the basement. I should bust it out in a plastic container of all my old Candlestick shirts. All you know what I'm talking about.
Can't we do it. Please bring him. That shirt tomorrow.
We all wanted him
can't
as coach.
Can't do it.
I remember Damon Bruce taking post-game shows on the old 810 KGO radio station and him saying, that's who the coach should be. Now, he grew up a Bears fan. This is who the coach should be. And we all agreed with him. Everyone did. And I remember calling in. Bob from San Jose used to call in. Everyone wanted Singletary. Don't lie to yourself. It ended horrifically. We all wanted him. We all did. It was because of Vernon after this game showing promise toward the end of that year. We were like, see, he fixed Vernon Davis.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Vernon says that helped turn his career around.
I know this sounds crazy. They went 5-4 at the end, and I thought that they were on the way to, like, being a championship-level team. I really did. Look, you're shaking your head. You think I'm insane.
You know why? It's because he literally said, like, the quarterback isn't the most important position. It was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But in 08, we all believed that. Matt Hasselbeck was winning divisions. I'm just telling you, like, that's what we thought of at the time. I know it sounds crazy. Also, the very next year, the Glenn Coffey thing, or just the way they lost to Brett Favre, whatever, week 3, week 4, whatever that Minnesota
walk-off touchdown pass
to Greg Lewis is just one of the all-time most backbreaking, Singletary.
You know what other rant comes to mind for me when we're talking about?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Best just, manager.
Before.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you bring up that Mike Singletary, I'll never forget. The following year, they hired him. Worldwide search, that's what Jed said. And they hired him. Okay. It's early in the year. We're playing the Atlanta Falcons. I'm at Candlestick. We're all at Candlestick. And he calls a timeout in the first half. This is Singletary. Brings the whole team, all 60 guys, everyone huddled into this thing. I'll never forget it. Brings everyone in, and he's just going crazy. And every player's got their helmet off, and they're, like, nodding their heads. The whole fan base at Candlestick's like, ooh. Like, you can hear everyone like, this is incredible. People are like, turning
around. Yeah, I like this. This
is old school. This is like high school
football. Hold them accountable, Mike.
Exactly. Within plays, it might have been the next play, Roddy White went for like a 70-yard touchdown, zigzagging around, blowing by Nate Clements, and it had no effect. They got killed by the Atlanta Falcons in that game. And I remember thinking in that game, like, this is winning. This is what a coach does. The Mike Singletary era was insane. They fired him with like a couple games left in the season, and Tom Sula won a meaningless game at the end of the year, and they ruined their own draft position. It's just insane.
The first of two times Tom Sula would be an interim head coach for the Niners, and then the second time he turned that interim title into the full year as the head coach.
He was defending Jimmy Ray as the offensive coordinator like he was something special. And I remember, like, the guy has been the helm of some of the worst offenses in the league. Jimmy Ray, the bucket hat. Poor Jimmy Ray. Gosh.
Yeah, that Mike Singletary rant, definitely an epic one.
This
just came in on the text line, 888-957-9570, and this is This or That. We started with Tommy Lasorda rant about Dave Kingman or Jim Mora, the playoffs rant. Which one was best? You can let us know, 888-957-9570. But we're also down the rabbit hole a bit. What about other coach or manager rants that come to mind for you? This one came to my mind in the 415. Just pointed it out.
Give it to me.
How about the late, great RIP Dennis Green?
Ex-Niner coach?
They are who we thought they were.
Four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? Shut them down that way?
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Oh,
I love him so much.
That's one of the all-timers. That's one of the greatest.
Denny Green, I smile when I think of Denny Green. Just all
they are
time.
Who we thought they were.
He was a very underrated coach. I think history has kind of made him out to be kind of a almost like a laughing stock or a joke. He was a great offensive mind. He was. Bill Walsh swore by him. I know.
It's a good one.
It always comes back to it. Those old 80s staffs, you look at who was on them, Holmgren. At one time, they brought in Shanahan later on. But Holmgren and Andy Reid, Mariucci was on these staffs. And they all were on the staffs in the Green Bay. Pete Carroll was a defensive backs coach. Denny Green. I mean, it's a who's who. A who's who of guys. Sam Weiss, you probably don't even, does that even ring a bell to you?
I know the last name Weiss, not for Sam.
You're thinking of Steve Weiss.
Yeah.
The guy who does the NFL. Sam Weiss was the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, who was the quality control coach for the Niners. Like, God, Bill was just so good at finding coaches.
Do any other rants come to mind for you? Because I got a couple more I want to play.
Then play them. Let's hear them. What do you got?
Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State.
Still coaching.
This is one of the all-timers.
Party in the
Here
front.
It is. Mike Gundy with the mullet.
Have a child. I do. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat and he comes home crying to his mom, you'd understand. But you didn't have that. But someday you will. And when your child comes home, you'll understand. If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me.
That was Mike Gundy way back in 2007.
Oh, my God.
And he's still coaching Oklahoma State.
Wow.
Still the head coach at Oklahoma State.
That's incredible. A couple more that I've been thinking about. Just while we're here, is yeah. Al Davis, the overhead projector.
Oh, that was a good one.
You know, him and Cal Kami going at it. Gosh, there's so many of them. What was the one I just said to you, Carter, that I really wanted? The Bill Parcells, Terry Glenn, when he kept referring to him as a woman, essentially, calling him she, or the player. Man, he was. There's so many good ones.
Let's go to John in Richmond. 888-957-9570. John, this or that? Tommy Lasorda, Jim Moore, any of the others we've heard from? What's your favorite all time coach or manager rant?
My favorite rant. He don't really say anything. What he do? So that counts.
What do you mean?
I mean, he don't. Say no words. You just go berserk.
Gotcha. Okay, John. I mean, what's an example of one, Shasky, where you don't say anything? You just go crazy.
What does he mean? He means anybody?
I don't know.
I was so lost.
I don't know.
Sam got in my ear right when he was talking too, and I.
Just... That's all right. We got to. How about this? This is a great one as well. And shout out to the guys behind the glass. We're getting all these ready for us to play. I mean, we can't have a rant conversation without this one. Herm.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters. That's unthinkable to me.
That's a great one.
I love that. That is life in a nutshell. You play to win the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God, I love him.
The guys also got this one for us. I did not remember the origin of this. This is Bruce Bochy.
Oh.
We play this drop a lot. I'll say he's an idiot, right? Do you remember where that came from?
Was that regarding Yasiel Puig?
So it was about Hector Neris.
No, I don't remember.
So this is back in 2017. There's this whole thing. Neris was like hit one of the guys on the Giants. Giants took exception to that. Neris took exception to the Giants taking exception of that. And this was them. This was the media asking Bochy about that, and Bochy basically dismissing Neris having issues.
All right, here's Bochy. I'll say he's an idiot.
I wasn't just a little inside, you know. And the same guy. I mean. I'll say it. He's an idiot. He showed it in Philadelphia when he was having words with Nunez. And so
is that Eduardo Nunez?
I think that caused the radar to be up a little bit on what happened there. And, it wasn't, glancing blow. I mean, it was at his ribs, on the backside of the ribs. So, no, I'm not surprised. I would have been upset, too.
Eduardo Nunez. Okay,
what a great hole.
Hands up in the air. Eduardo Nunez. I think they got him somehow from the Rockies and traded him to the Red Sox.
Close. Twins. And then they sent him to the Red Sox.
I
remember he randomly hit like a decent amount of home runs.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. Eduardo Nunez was not bad. It's like when they had Nathy Perez for a minute. Wasn't bad. We wasn't great. We wasn't bad.
I did not remember the origin of that Bruce Bochy one, but
either.
He's an idiot.
God, it's so good. You know what he sounds like?
What?
Sounds like Back to the Future 3 when he's saying that. I don't know why, but I imagine him in like the Wild Wild West with Doc Holliday, and yeah, I don't know why. Sounds weird, doesn't it?
It does.
I'll say it, he's an idiot.
I mean, it's just, you can tell Bochy was going into that question, like, thinking about, well, how should I answer it? What should I say? And then he got to a certain point, he was like, oh, to hell with it. I'll say it. He's an idiot.
So good.
Bruce Bochy. I'll say it. He's an idiot. Oh, that is a great one.
Should we do the KD to Ethan Sherwood Strauss? Who are you?
Who are you? We have that drop.
Or Nick Friedell and Kyrie, which made it all over TikTok.
Oh, there's no hostility, bro.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. There's so many good ones. Kelly Oubre, I'm not talking to you anymore, Nick.
Oh, God. Mr. D in San Francisco wants to weigh in. Mr. D, this or that, what do you got? Favorite coach or manager rant? What do you say?
Well, my favorite one was Lou Holtz when Notre Dame was getting ready to play Penn State, and they were always talking about how they fight every year. And this particular year, Lou Holtz said, you guys don't go out there and fight. We don't come to fight. But if it comes to a fight, don't do nothing to the coach. You leave him for me.
I love that.
Do you guys remember that one?
Uh-huh. Lou Holtz, man, I'm a Notre Dame guy. Let's go.
You're a Notre Dame guy?
Okay.
Are you serious?
Thanks, Mr. D.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't know you were a Notre Dame guy.
I'm an Irish Catholic who grew up loving Joe Montana. Check, check, check. Of course I love Notre Dame.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I also love JT Snow. Where does dad play Jack? Notre Dame. All right.
Let's get one more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.